This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization's Director General said Monday, no crisis since World War II demonstrates more clearly the need for the United Nations than the COVID-19 pandemic. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledged the 75th anniversary of the United Nations Monday in Geneva. He said the WHO has three key messages for UN members. First, he said the pandemic must motivate us to redouble our efforts to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, not become an excuse for missing them. Second, we must prepare for the next pandemic now. And third, we must move heaven and earth to ensure equitable access to diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. According to the Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the global coronavirus pandemic, more than 31 million people have been infected with COVID-19 and more than 961,000 people have died. The United States leads the world with more than 6.8 million infections and nearly 200,000 deaths. Meanwhile, nearly half of Americans, or 49%, said they were definitely or probably would not get an inoculation if a coronavirus vaccine were available today. 51% said they would. That's according to a Pew Research Center poll conducted earlier this month. Those who are wary of getting vaccinated have cited concerns about side effects. President Donald Trump said last month the U.S. will have a vaccination for the coronavirus before the end of the year or maybe even sooner. Experts say it can take decades to develop, test, and prove vaccines safe before they are administered to patients. Hope has been high, however, that a concerted international effort will produce an effective vaccine sometime next year. For more on this and other stories, you can visit our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Stocks fell on Wall Street Monday as markets tumbled worldwide on worries about the pandemic's economic pain. The S&P 500 sank 1.2%, though it made a partial recovery in the last hour of the day. The drops began in Asia as soon as trading opened for the week. They accelerated in Europe on worries about the possibility of tougher restrictions there to stem rising coronavirus counts. Bank stocks fell after a report published Monday alleged several international banks are profiting from illicit dealings with criminal networks. Wall Street has struggled this month amid fears that stocks are expensive with the pandemic still worsening and Congress not delivering more economic aid. The S&P 500 has dropped 8.4% since hitting a record high September 2nd. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny demanded Monday that Russia return the clothes he was wearing when he fell ill last month. He said the items are important evidence in the investigation of his poisoning. Navalny became sick while flying to Moscow on August 20th. He was taken to a hospital in Omsk. He wrote in his blog Monday that before being sent to Germany for treatment 2 days later, his clothes were taken from him. A German military lab determined Navalny was poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok, a substance Western governments have accused Russia of using in the past, including against a former spy in Britain in 2018. Navalny said in his post, considering Novichok was found on my body and that infection through contact is very likely, my clothes are a very important piece of evidence. Russia has not opened an investigation into the incident involving Navalny. Moscow says its labs have found no indications he was poisoned. The Kremlin has also denied any involvement. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsihanouskaya in Brussels on Monday. They're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarusian officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. Tsihanouskaya urged the EU to be more brave in taking action to support the opposition's battle against Lukashenko's authoritarian regime. Speaking to reporters after the breakfast meeting with Tsihanouskaya, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Brussels does not recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.